RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
All right, Michelle, is this possible or impossible, making healthy cooking easy and accessible for busy people and families?
For me, probably not possible, but probably for everybody else, possible.
I say it's impossible. And we have someone here, an expert, Dawn Ludwig, who is a chef and the better half, I might add, of a power couple, Dr. David Ludwig, who just published Always Hungry, now a New York Times bestseller. And Dawn is a chef who is going to prove me wrong when I say it's impossible cooking easy and accessibly for busy people and families. Right, Dawn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my goal for the day.
All right, let's do it. Prove me wrong.
So one of the things that we did when we put this book together is I took David's science and played with the recipes and engineered them to fit his macronutrient ratios and all of that. But my first and foremost, my goal was to make it easy. Because if it's not easy, if it's not on my table in half an hour or less, it doesn't get done. We're a busy family, too, and I've had to spend 20 years figuring out how to do this for myself. So I've actually done it for the book.
This is going to be very helpful to so many people. Why do people believe that it's easier or cheaper to buy fast foods, Dawn? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. You know, the fast foods have been subsidized in ways that make it cheap and easy, and it's instant gratification. You know, someone can go and eat something quick or cheap and don't realize that the quality may affect them or their families later. And so it's kind of a pay-me-now or pay-me-later scenario.
Boy,
okay.
That's
true. I
think
that makes a lot of sense. No question about it, especially that instant gratification, right, Michelle?
That's why you always have to have things in your refrigerator that are accessible to eat, right, which I'm sure Dawn's going to tell us anyway. But, yeah, because you get hungry and then you're more willing to go to fast food.
Around. Well, it's grab and go, and it's, you know, dashboard dining. So, Dawn, take us through a day, okay? Prove to us that we can make this easy. Start with breakfast and work your way down.
Okay, well, actually, before we get to breakfast, we have to start with prep day. Because prep day, I think, is the time when we have a little bit of time, we can invest a little bit into making things that are quick and easy, that then make our life easy down the road. So on a Sunday, one of the things that I've done, or whatever days that you have in your week, one of the things that I've done is made sauces a centerpiece of the book. And I'm not talking the traditional French, you have to stand over the stove all day sauces. I'm talking throw some ingredients in a ball canning jar, stick an immersion blender in it, throw a lid on it, and stick it in your fridge. So on Sunday, you do a lot of these sauces, and you create flavors that are accessible during the rest of the week that are restaurant quality. So you might have a coconut curry sauce if you like curry. You might have a creamy dill sauce if you like more of a ranch flavor. You can have a blue cheese dressing. You can have a stir-fry sauce. You can have a ginger soy vinaigrette if you want Asian flavors. I've tried to include as many flavor profiles as I can so that everyone in the family can find something that's appealing. And then when it comes to Monday morning, you wake up and you can make a power shake. Quick, easy, run out the door. Or if it's you want something a little more substantial or actually food, you fry a couple of eggs, you pour your ranchero sauce on the top, and you've got huevos rancheros, restaurant quality. And so these sauces work through the week. Maybe you come home from dinner and you're tired and your kids are screaming and no one wants to do anything, and you pull out a little bit of your favorite protein and some vegetables. Toss them into a pot, pour a sauce over the top of them, saute 10 minutes, done. But it's good quality food.
One of the things I think that's a really big problem with most people is that planning and prep day. I think a lot of people leave it till, I don't know, the last minute.
and then they're going to fast food.
Yeah, which is where fast food comes in. And they're just not prepared. And, you know, I think I have a little saying, and that is if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And, you know, I'm guilty as, you know, as charged of not taking enough time many times with prep. And I suffer each time because then I'm just sort of left at the mercy of whatever. So I think that your idea about the prep is so terribly important. So help us with trying to understand how you get everyone involved in this in a family. I mean, is one poor person sort of schlopped with this entire responsibility, or how do you get everyone engaged? I mean, this is a family thing.
It is a family thing. And, you know, after 20 years working with families, I've found that is really key. And I have a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old, so I'm used to working with everyone in the ages, all ages of kids. And no matter what the age, if you get them involved, number one, they're more likely to eat the food. Number two, they're having fun. They're not on a screen somewhere. And number three, they're interacting with you with the family. And I find that my kids are more likely to talk to me when they're making something with me in the kitchen than if we're actually sitting down to have a conversation. So getting them in the kitchen, in fact, last night we made, I made these little burger patties, and I cut up the ingredients and put them into a bowl, and my son made the patties, and I let him make them any shape and size that he wanted, and he had a blast. It was better than Play-Doh. And we cooked them, and he was like, I get to pick the first one. Like, he couldn't wait. And you can do that with your kids. Don't underestimate their ability to like certain foods. They might spice.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, Dawn, really quickly, because we've just got a couple minutes, tell us some quick and healthy recipes that you use.
Quick and healthy recipes. I have lots of them. We do eggplant parmesan that is fantastic. Another quick and easy thing to do, simply because you can make it on prep day and then freeze portion sizes. So when half of your family wants something and the other half wants something else, you can pull something out quickly. So casseroles like eggplant parmesan and shepherd's pie. We even do a cabbage casserole that one of my participants said, that reminds me of my Polish grandmother's food.
My German grandmother, in my case.
Right?
My Austrian grandmother. we have all kinds of grandmothers. The shepherd's pie, I am absolutely all over. I just
love
can't
it.
Even stand it. I want to make sure everyone out there in her radio land knows we're talking to Chef Dawn Ludwig. She's been helping us understand how to make healthy cooking easy and accessible for busy people and families. The website is Dr. David Ludwig, and that's Dr. David Ludwig, LUDWIG.com. The book title is Always Hungry, Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells, and Lose Weight Permanently. Dawn, you've just been a fount of knowledge. We can't stand it. We love it so much. Shepherd's pie. One of my absolute favorites. Thanks for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.